Zakt the Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Pesachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Okay, what did we learn in the previous Mishnah? We learned that according to the Chanina, you can take basar, that's only a shlishi, burn it together with basar hegdish, that's a rishon, even though you're raising it one notch, from shlishi to sheni, being that it's all being burnt anyway. Rebbe Kiva added even a greater chiddush. You can take oil that is a shlishi, put it into a metal lamp that is an avatoma, and here you're raising it two notches, from shlishi to rishon. But being that it's being consumed, it's being burnt, you can do it. Zakt Rebbe Meir. Amar Rebbe Meir, midivrayim, from their words, from the words of Rebbe Chanina and Rebbe Akiva, who say that the Kehanim burnt the basar, or burnt the oil in such a way that you were adding tuma, midivrayim lamadnu, shesarfin, that it's okay to burn, truma tahira, truma that is tahar, im hatmeya ba Pesach, when it comes to the sixth hour on Pesach, even though at that time, chametz is only asr midrabanan. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Amali Rabbi Yaisi, einahi amida. You can't compare one thing to another. Now, let's understand what the machlokes is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaisi. Here we're going to learn something that we didn't explain, or we weren't told about yet, in the previous Mishnah. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaisi understand. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about basar, that was a shlishi l'tumah. You know how that basar became tameh? It's talking about basar that became tameh through a liquid which came into contact with a keli that became tummy through touching a dead sheretz. Wait a second. The liquid touched a keli that came into contact with a dead sheretz. So the dead sheretz is an avatum. The keli is a rishon litum. The liquid that touches that keli should be a sheni litum. Okay, so that liquid touches the basa. The basa becomes a shlishi. Well, Reb Meir holds that tumas mashkim, if it's liquid, in order for liquid to be metama something else, Chazal to make a special takan. Min ha-Torah, liquid, is not metama other things, even food. Now that's a big chiddush. So what you're telling me now, in Rav Chanina's case, this basar, that's a shlishi l'tuma, isn't even tama at all min ha-Torah. It's only midrabanan that it's tama, because it touched mashkim. This makes Rav Chanina's heter of burning it all in one fire a much greater chiddush. Because you're telling me they took basar hegdish, which min ha-Torah is completely tar, because all it touched was a mashkin, and they burnt it with basar that touched an avatum, which is a rishon l'tumah, which is tamei min ha-Torah. So Rav Chanina is telling us, according to what Rav Meir is saying, a tremendous chiddush, that you can take something which is tahar min ha-Torah, hegdish that is tahar min ha-Torah, and allow it to become tamei min ha-Torah, being that it's all being burnt anyway. So even though we're only dealing with drabonans, and it's becoming tamei min ha-Torah, as long as there is an Isser, as long as it's tamei min drabonan, it's like you can bring it together. Okay, so on Pesach, during the sixth hour, even though there's only a chiyuv min drabonan to burn the chametz, min ha-Torah, you don't have to destroy the chametz yet. So I understand you can take the truma tameya in ha-Torah and burn it all together. Zehalt Rabbi Meir. The reason Rabbi Yaisi disagrees, and he says you can't compare the case of burning truma to hirem tamei chametz to get truma on the sixth hour with what Rabbi Chanina told us. Once again, let's see from the beginning of the Mishnah, Perik Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Omer Rabbi Meir midivreim lemadnu. From their words, we can learn, meaning from the previous Mishnah, the shitas of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva, who told us that the kohen burnt everything together, even though they were increasing the truma. So we can learn that sarfin, it's also permitted to burn truma tahayra imat tameya bepesach. You can burn truma which is tahar together with truma that is tamei on the sixth hour of Pesach, where it's aser midrabana. Because in that case also, the basa was only tamei midrabana. It became tamei through a mashkin. And Rabbi Meir holds that a mashkin is not mitame midraisa. It's only a drabana deketuma. Amalei Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said to him, "Einahi amida." You can't compare the two cases. Rabbi Yaisi holds true that basar in Rav Chanina's case became tamei through a mashkin, but a mashkin is metame min ha-Toyra. So the fact that Rav Chanina allows us to take something which is tamei anyway min ha-Toyra and burn it with something else, even though you're increasing tumah, doesn't tell us in this case, doesn't tell us in our case over here on the sixth hour, where the tumah is only aser midrabanan, that you should be able to burn truma tameya ima tahayra. Now really, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether you can burn truma tameya and Truma Tahira together. But you should know, says Rabbi Yaisi, if I know for sure the Truma is Tameh, you can't burn it with Truma Tahira. Everybody would agree. Zok Rabbi Yaisi, umoidem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Although Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua argue in a certain case about whether you can burn Truma Tahira together with Truma Tahira together. But Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would both be Maida, where it's Vadai Tomei, Shesorfin Zula Atzma, Vazula Atzma, that even though you're burning it, you have to burn them each separately, because you can't, even these last seconds as it's being burnt up, you can't allow the Truma Tahira to become Tomei. Alme Nechluka, when do they argue? In which case? Let's say you have truma that is only suffik tummy. Remember what tluya means? It's hanging literally, it's suspended. We're not sure whether it's tummy or not. You can burn that with truma that is vadai tummy. That's where there's a machloikis. But with truma that is tahar, no one says you could burn it together. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Once again, Omalei Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said to Reb Meir, Eina hi amida. You can't compare what Rabbi Chanina is telling us to burning Truma Tameya with Truma Tahira on Erev Pesach during the sixth hour. Here there's only a chiyuv to burn it mid Rabbanan. Not only that, even though there's a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether you have to make separate fires or one fire when you're burning Truma, you should know, Maidim Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both would agree that if we're talking about Vadai Tuma Shesarfin Zuliatzma Vazuliatzma, you have to make separate fires. You have to burn the Truma Tameya separately and the Truma Tahira separately. Even though it's being consumed now, we still don't say you can allow the Truma Tahira to become Tamei. Amen, Nechlok. Where do they argue? Allah Tluya Valatmei. If you have Safik Truma Tameya, I'm not sure whether it's Tamei or not. Antrim, which is Vadei Tomei, so even here, Shere Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tisaref Zuli Atzma, Vazuli Atzma, each one has to be burnt on its own. But in this case, where it's only Safik Tomei, but Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Shtei and Ke'echas, they can both be burnt together. And this is a separate machlekes. The machlekes is whether I am obligated to guard Safik Truma Tomei, that it shouldn't become more Tomei. Rabbi Eliezer says, you are. That's because the pasuk says, Es mishmeres trumoisoi. You have to guard my trumois. That's how the pasuk is read. Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh aim lemikra. The way the pasuk is read, that's how we have to darshan it. Trumoisoi means two trumois. What are the two trumois? You have to guard truma that is tahar, and you also have to regard truma, even though it's a suffix. You can't add tuma to it. And Rabbi Shua holds yesh aim lemesiris. That means we darshan the pasuk the way it is spelled, not the way it is read. The way it's spelled without a vav, it's truma si, my truma, only one truma. So the only truma you have to guard is truma that is vadei tar. But if it's safik tame, you don't have to guard it anymore from becoming more tame. So even this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua says Rabbi Yossi is only in regard to safik truma. But truma that is vadei tar, no, you cannot put it together with truma that is tame, even though you're burning it. So quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. Reb Meir holds that from what we learned in the previous Mishnah on the sixth hour when it comes to Erev Pesach, even though the Truma is only Asa Medrabanon, you can burn Truma Tahira in Atmeya BePesach. Because Reb Meir holds in Reb Chanina's case, we're also burning Basar that is only Tameh Midrabanan, together with Basar, that is Tamei Minatar. But being that it's being burnt, you're allowed to do it. It's being burnt anyway. You don't have to make a separate fire. Reb Yossi disagrees. Reb Yossi holds, no, that in the case of Reb Chanina, over there it's Tamei Minatar. And as we explained, Reb Chanina's Basar over there, in that case, where the Basar was a Shlishi, it became Tamei through a Mashkan. There's a Machloikis, whether liquid is Metama, other foods, Midraisa midrabanan. Rabbi Yaisi holds liquids are metame min atoira, and therefore that case of Rabbi Chanina where he allows basar that's a shlishi to be burned together with basar that is a rishon, even though you're raising it one notch, that's because the shlishi was tame anyway min atoira. But not in our case. Over here on the sixth hour, where The chametz is only yosem midrabanan. We can't allow you to burn truma tahira with truma tameya. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yossi, even though there's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if you have to make separate fires, that's not about truma tameya with truma tahira. If you're burning truma tameya and truma tahira, vada, you have to make separate fires. The only time they argue, the only time Rabbi Yeshua says you can burn it together, is if what we have is a suffix truma tameya. We're not sure whether it's tameya or not. So because of how they argue as to how we learn the psukim, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not mechuyev to worry about suffik truma that it's becoming more tameh. You can burn it together with devadei truma tameh. And even there, Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to make separate fires.